1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Great to have you here. Well, cats, they're not known as man's best friend, but my next guest, one of the country's really top experts when it comes to cats, Lana Fraley-Rich, is a cat consultant, and she joins us here on 1320 WILS. Lana, great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here, Michael. Thank you for having me.
And how did you get so involved with cats?
Well, I actually grew up with dogs and cats, and I consider myself to be a bipetual. I like cats, and I like dogs both. But I found that cats were kind of getting they're kind of like an underdog. They didn't have as many things to at the store. There weren't as many services available for cats. So long ago, I decided to abandon my dental hygiene career because nobody likes to talk about dental floss anyway. And I opened up a store in Plano, Texas called The Cat Connection, and we did every single thing for cats. We did boarding, grooming, and retail, and it grew to be the largest cat facility in the Southwest. So from that, I started doing my cat behavior work and teaching throughout the country. So I just love cats, and I feel like I'm an advocate for them.
Yeah, how many cats do you have yourself?
Currently, I only have two. I've had up to four, but I have two now.
Yeah. What's the number when you have too many cats?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the space you have and the time and the money you have to take care of them.
Yeah, four sounds like a lot. Was that tough to deal with?
Well, they were good friends with each other as long as they get along and you can manage the time that you need to spend with them. Just like walking your dog, you need to play with your cat every day. But I could do that. But I think two was a more manageable space number time for me. Just it's the time that I have.
So. Do they need each other? I mean, should you get two cats rather than just one?
I think it's easier to have two cats as long as they get along. And I think it's great to have two cats because they do play with each other and have a feline buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It takes up less of your time if they have a little time together, but they do need individual time with the owner too. But I think two are easier than one. It's just much easier, I think.
Those that say that, look, cats are nice, but they certainly don't love their owners the way dogs do. Is that true?
I think it's not true. I think cats just show it their love differently. My cat will compliment me or show his love for me by coming up and sitting close to me or wanting to get on my lap and just purr, purr, purr.
Mm-hmm.
So I think cats do show their love and their respect for the owner in a different way than a dog.
Okay.
It's just a different language.
Okay, but is the connection between an owner and a dog deeper than that between an owner and a cat?
No, I don't believe so.
Uh-huh. Really? Okay.
You
haven't felt closer to your dogs than you have to the cats?
No, not at all. I love dogs. I think they're great, but they're just different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just different, and so that's the misnomer we have a lot about cats. They're just not as much understood. We don't have the understanding about their behavior and who they really are, and that's what I'm all about.
Well, they don't seem as happy to see us when we come home as the dogs are, right?
Well, they show it differently. Mine will come up and kind of circle around my legs for a little bit because they're hungry and they want something, or they need me to pet them for a little while or play with them.
Right.
So they show it differently, like I said, but they greet me a lot differently than my dog did. You're absolutely right.
You don't think it's just the food that they want then?
No, not at all. They're big foodies, all right. You're right about that, but I think they really need some one-on-one time with us too.
Lana Fraley-Rich with us, a cat consultant.
Many
years now working with cats. I used to have cats. It's been a while, but we used to get them the science diet. It was more pricey. I thought it was considered to be better. Is that any better than the cheaper brands?
Not really, because Science Diet was owned by some really good vets when it started out, and they had very good priorities and really good commitment, I guess, a strong commitment to the quality of the food, but it sold out. It's not the same company as it used to be. Just read the label, and their products, a lot of the products do have byproducts, corn, wheat, or soy in them. You'd have to watch it. And it's better also to feed wet food over dry food.
Really? The wet food is better than the dry food?
That's correct.
Absolutely. Is it because less carbs in the wet food, or?
Well, they do have some carbs just like that, but what we want to do with our cats is feed them food that's more appropriate and designed for the way they eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need high protein, high fat, but they need high moisture content because cats are dehydrated a lot when they eat only dry food, and dry food it's one of the reasons the cats get fat, because it's so calorically dense. Yeah.
Well, I've read that really cats, even dogs, are supposed to eat raw food, like raw meats, and that can even extend their lifespan dramatically. Do you believe that?
Oh, I definitely believe that. Raw food is really a good thing to do, but you need to do it properly and eat and choose a raw food diet that is appropriate for your animal, whether it's a cat or a dog, because they're balanced. We don't want to just throw in a piece of steak or half of a chicken or whatever, because we need to feed them properly and get a balanced diet and use some common sense about how long you leave it out and that kind of thing. But obesity is such a problem because it contributes to our kitties and our dogs, too, with osteoarthritis, high blood pressure, lots of cancer, kidney disease, diabetes. So it's really important to keep them at their weight. And the way we do that is by playing with them, getting them exercising in a way in which it mimics hunting, and also feeding the proper diets and not leaving it food out all the time, because cats don't live at a buffet.
Once they get fat, though, they probably don't want to exercise very much, though.
Well, that's a good. I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, cats are such big hunters. They're wired to hunt. And so when we get a good cat toy, one that really mimics a flying bird or a little mouse that's made of something appropriate and not plastic or rubber, the cats will recognize it as something they want to hunt. They recognize it as prey. So we can engage. I've been to homes many times. We can engage a cat 13, 14 years old who the owner tells me the cat really doesn't play with toys anymore. And if I get the appropriate toy out, like a cat, there's a great cat toy called the bird, and it mimics a cat flying. And when the cat sees the bird and they just start moving around and jumping, they get real excited about it. So you've got to have the right toys, but it'll engage the cat because they're wired to hunt.
We're talking to Lana Fraley Rich, one of the country's top cat authorities. I want to ask you about this new study looking at this issue with pregnant women and the this cat-borne parasite that causes toxoplasmosis. Well, first of all, should women that are pregnant avoid the cat litter altogether?
Well, I think it's been one of those things that they've chosen to do for a long time. But I think really that if they take precautions, just to be sure, they can wear some gloves if they want to do when they're changing the box. When I had Cat Connection, we did boarding. We would board up to 100 cats at a time, and one of the ladies who managed my boarding area was pregnant for a while, and she actually worked in a boarding facility that boarded cats, and she had no problem whatsoever.
So this concern about toxoplasmosis, how real is that?
Well, I think there's a concern always to protect women who are pregnant, always, and probably do some due diligence and do their own research, talk to their an updated doctor who has read some more on this, like the study you just reported on. But I think it is definitely overrated, and that people have been worried about it for a long time. Some people like to use it for an excuse so they don't have to do the litter box.
That makes sense. Have you ever seen somebody or known somebody to get toxoplasmosis?
Never. I've never seen it. In my 20-year practice, I've never seen it.
You said 100 cats? How do you deal with that kind of litter?
It's a lot of poop scooping, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. They have those the kitty litter boxes that are mechanized now, too, right? Do those seem to work at all?
No, I really prefer just a regular open box. A lot of those that are mechanized, like you're talking about, that scoop themselves, it's very convenient for the owner, but they're all too small. And sometimes the noise of the motor scares the cat, and the last thing we want to do is to drive the cat away from the box.
Okay, I need to ask you one last thing, since we're talking about litter. This thing of training your cat to actually go in the toilet, in the human toilet, does that work?
For a little while, but it may work for a little while, but you've got to be willing to give up one of your toilets and dedicate it to the cat while you're doing training, which can last up to 6 weeks. So I've never seen anybody really like that after a period of time, and as the cat ages, they become arthritic, a lot of them, and they have trouble getting up there, and then what do they do?
Interesting.
So I think it's better to use an open, large litter box that makes it easy access for any cat.
Yeah, have you ever tried to train a cat to do that, to go to the in the toilet?
I have not. I've known clients who have, but I didn't want to do it, because I think it's more something really for the human. It's a human thing, not the cat. The cat doesn't look for that in the wild to go to the bathroom. It's not natural.
So. Lana Fraley Rich, a cat sultan, nationally known cat consultant here on 1320 WILS. Lana, it's been great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Well, great. Thanks for your time. Look forward to hearing from you again.
And that wraps it up for us. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for joining us on 1320 WILS. And we'll be right back here at 6 p.m. on Monday, right here on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.